They say the first sentence to be remembered, that he is the root cause of all causes. By his desire, the whole material manifestation is done. And by his desire, it is maintained. And again by his desire, it is annihilated. Nothing remains here. Everything is destroyed. So that's why this Chanakya Pandit writes very nicely. Very nice, very great. He says, Sannimitte, Satnimitte means for good cause. Sat means good. Nimitta means cause. Sannimitte, Varam Tyago. Whatever you have, just please renounce. Sannimitte, for good cause. Then why? He gives the reason in the next line. Vinashaya. Niyate sati. Vinashaya niyate sati. If you don't use it, even then you are going to lose it. But our nature is that we try to hold it. We try to hold it. We cannot hold the material possessions. Nothing belongs to us. That is the nature of God. With this building, nothing belongs to you, and this is the building. But you cannot claim that it is yours. That is what we are doing. Everything is Ishvara Sanatana Sarva. So it is Janak Bandi says very nicely. A son nimitte, Varam Tyago. Ultimate the renunciation for good cause. Otherwise, as it is going to work. This is our experience. Wait. Guy will say, I want 10 lakh rupees. Okay, I want. So, I just 10 lakh dikhai. So, 10 lakh rupees. And gay. Price is little very big. Hey, khabai jai. Khabai jai. Hey, 10 lakh. Dikhai apanne. But any kimat 5 lakh per nakhi. To 5 lakh apna khatam dehi jai. We lost 5 lakhs in inflation. And no use to anybody. We are daily losing. Whatever you collect, we are losing. So for good cause, please use it. You know, Gautam ne, ke jo thodo ghano vadhare hoye apni jaise, to khali keda lene andre ne kabla ide. To ye kya good cause hai? Kona khera na lene kari use putte. Ye biji ke inna karu hai apni kahi mande ne. Ana jaise ne kabla ide. And don't look के पैसे ऐसे गरीब चले, फिर से अच्छा लगता है। आखिरी वरन क्या को, उनके सन निमित्ते, और गुड कॉस भी वरन क्या को, अगर ये ना शायद नहीं आते, सर, the material law will force you to lose it. And suppose you keep it, then you may hand it over to somebody else. You keep means you have to hand it over. You can't take it with you. So sometimes you have to hand it over. You hand it over, that man will spend. Your son might be spending, whatever. It never remains with you. Never remains with you. And even then, the holding dimension is there. But holding, we don't know that it is very easy. It is. I have seen the times when the gold price was 15 rupees per 11 grams of tola. 15 rupees tola. My grandfather was very furious. It went to from 11 rupees to 15 rupees. He said, "You have to go to work. This is what my dad told me." Anyway, that was, we don't have to do with the gold at all. We are getting our chapati bhaji things. You don't understand anything. You're living Kaliyuga in my house. I don't know what Kaliyuga has to do with the gold price. I didn't understand. I was always telling him, I was asking questions. And he was not able to answer. He was really upset with me. Gold price. Now it will not increase. 15 is 15, that's it. Too much. And now the same tola is costing nearly 1 lakh and 50,000. And if he comes now, he'll just directly go to the ocean, take a dip, never to come out. Now, can you imagine from 15 to 1 lakh and 50,000? Can you imagine the inflation? How much he is going to hold? Whatever he might have kept, my father might have spent. Whatever my father has kept, we have saved. Whatever I will keep, my son will spend. That's all we keep. This is the reason. Because we don't understand Bhagavatam as the root cause. We read Bhagavatam, but we leak from outside the water. We don't open the water and leak the inside. That is the trouble. And unless when we call ourselves devotees, that is a condemning thing. Usually condemned here. You claim that you are a devotee, you are initiated devotee. And not a single line we understand from Bhagavatam. We have no thought over it. There are three processes to understand Bhagavatam. Shunvan. First is Shunvan. Yes, then Supathan. Then you have to study from first year. Then you have to study. And Vicharana Paro, then you think over it. We are so very engrossed in the material activities that hardly we find a single second to go through the Bhagavatam and think about it or study it. It's a ridiculous thing. Material things have got to be arranged to a certain extent, not to the extent we are doing that. And from day dawn to night, we are very busy. I don't know what we are busy. Very busy, very busy. And he is so very proud of me. I collect it. It's all collection, I would say. Initially. Why are you collecting? To whom we are giving? Whole thing is a misdirection. You are misdirection. It's very important. He is completely Krishna. He is non-different from Krishna. We are just understanding one line and one sentence of the translation, which gives such a ocean of knowledge. How can you leave this scripture and just do this thing, that thing, that thing? In the evening, daily we should think that what I have done. For the whole day we don't do anything at all. Eat, drink and be merry. That's it. We don't see that. They also, they tell that there is nothing in this world. And there is no control in Ishwar. There is no God. So we can do whatever we want to do. Just die. After this, whatever. I don't know. They don't have any knowledge. So they waste the whole human existence, which is very real, really of them. Just one sentence you concentrate on it. And so ocean of knowledge. Only tell the people that Krishna is so very important, that there was nothing, he was there, he said it, whatever. If you remember some Sanskrit today, you don't remember at least translation either. They give this sentence, that he said to Brahma, that I, Krishna is God, who was existing before the creation, and when there was nothing but myself. Only one sentence you can talk always. That's it. And people will be satisfied. You may talk other so many things, they will not be satisfied. For Krishna we are asking, even if you go to collect, bring Krishna in your discussion. Unless the Krishna is in your discussion, it is Maya. Krishna must be uttered first. Otherwise, it is just like our job. You are going to collect one. Collection for him. It's alright. But Krishna must be given. And Krishna means I was before the creation. Read again. Read. Brahma.
Brahma, it is I.
Huh?
The personality of Godhead. Who was existing before the creation? It was I.
No.
When there was nothing but myself.
How Yes,
the Brahma, it is the Brahma, it is I. The personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing. The Brahma, it was I.
It is I.
The Brahma, it is I. No. Personality of Godhead.
You don't have to look.
But
Brahma.
It is I.
The personality of Godhead.
Who was existing
before the creation?
It was when there was. When there was nothing but myself.
No, then you got it. Yes, again.
Brahma, it is I. Then I can miss it by.
It's my.
Brahma, it is I. Again, I have to see the new one. The personality of Godhead. Who was existing before the creation? There was nothing.
When there was nothing?
But myself.
Just write this sentence, and only one sentence you have to learn.
What?
Are you here tomorrow?
Oh, no.
So wherever you are, please recite.
Yes, I am listening.
What do you think of book distribution?
The books which you distribute, you should read thoroughly. Then only you will be successful. Because you must tell them what is there in the book. And to in their language. Because their standard is very low. Our standard is a bit more deeper than them. We should speak in their language. So if you thoroughly study the book, any book you distribute, before distributing, you should study. Yes. Otherwise, they may take the book. But then there is no life. But if you are well trained, then there is life to distribute. Even one sentence you can recite from the book, there is repeat question. Everything is written in Krishna. So next sentence.
Nor was there the material nature. The cause of this creation.
Again, full stop.
Nor was there material nature, the cause of this creation.
Nor was there material nature, the cause of this creation. Now both sentences together. Brahma.
It is I.
Who was existing?
forth existed.
Before the creation.
Before the creation.
When there was nothing but myself.
When there was nothing but myself.
Nor was there material nature.
Nor was there material nature.
The cause of this creation.
The cause of this creation.
So easy and particular. Repeat.
Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself.
Yeah.
Nor was there material nature, the cause of this creation.
Yes. And you can explain it. How nice these sentences are. You can speak a book of these sentences. There are so many examples you can give. Keep your eyes open and see these sentences everywhere. Krishna is everywhere. This is the meaning of Vasudeva Saramati. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samatha. This Mahatma is Durlabha. So he says Vasudeva everywhere. And to see Vasudeva means what? This. Brahma, it is I, the personal Godhead, who was existing before the creation. There was nothing but myself. Nor was there material nature, the cause of this creation. How nice it is. How deep knowledge it is. Just do one, two sentences from the book you want to distribute. And those sentences will give you the knowledge. And that is the way to see Krishna. And that is what Chanakya means. That whatever you have exists. We are Gyanastas, so we have to have some funds with us. The sickness is there, our responsibilities are there, and many times the excess money is there. So excess money has got to be really spent. And Chanakya shows the way. The sun nimitte varam tyago. Varam means whatever excess you have. You have your own nice house, have a nice prasadam, nice arrangement for your family, nice everything, and even the money is quite many, much. So please, varam tyago. San nimitte varam tyago. And if you don't do it, vinashaya niyate sati. The material law is there, that death you can hold. You should decrease or it should go to somebody else. And somebody else is going to spend. So you will get ready with money. Should be able to get it. Although it's here. No, intelligence we have. So much intelligence we have. Then this is your intelligence. To study and to speaking in their own language. You should go to the public level language. This high language they may not understand. You should go to their level and tell them that except Krishna, there is nothing in this world. He mentions in the Bhagavatam, whole third canto is the process of creation. How from zero everything comes and goes back to zero. We know. So please try to understand this thing and try to learn few of the translations. So many verses we learn. So learn with the translation. So translation will give the boost to our own intelligence. And then transmit that into the practical level. That is preaching. But we don't understand, we don't preach. What are you going to preach if you don't understand? So first thing is to learn. If there is nobody to, from whom you can hear, don't get stuck. Prabhupada's books are ready. You read and hear. Prabhupada is the best concept to hear. Don't get stuck. Always you should hear. Study and listen about it. And then open your mouth. Repeat again. Repeat mantra. This is this.
What is I? What is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, and there was nothing but myself? Nor was there the nature, the cause of creation.
Yes. It is I, Brahma. It is I, the personality of Godhead, Yes? You repeat. Brahma, you repeat, Father. Brahma?
Brahma, it is I.
The person. The person is God.
Who is existing? Who is existing before the creation when there was nothing but myself?
Yes, sir.
Nor was there the material nature, the cause of the creation.
Yes, yes. Then go ahead. Go ahead. Brahma,
it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation.
That which you see now is also I.
Is also I.
Personality of Godhead. And after annihilation,
what remains
will also be I. The personality of Godhead.
Finish. The translation is very easy. Read again.
That which you see now,
is also I,
the personality of Godhead. And after annihilation,
what remains
will also be I, the personality of Godhead. Once more, <minute. laughs>
No, don't see. Brahma.
Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead,
who was existing before
the creation, when there was nothing but myself. Nor was there material nature, the cause of this creation.
That which you see now,
is also I,
the personality of Godhead.
And after annihilation.
Whatever remains.
Is also I.
What is the difficult? To remove Mukund for a while from your brain. Your brains are caught, are pervaded by Mukund. That's not good.
The cause of creation, and that you see now is also I, the personality of God, after annihilation.
What remains is also I, the personality of God, who was existing before the creation, when
there was nothing but myself.
Full stop.
Nor was there the material nature, the cause of the creation.
Full stop.
That which you see now is also
I,
the personality of God.
And after annihilation,
whatever remains
is also I. The personality of God. It's only personality of God that you have to remember that. And few phrases here and there. This gives the ocean of knowledge. And this fits into that verse, Bhunam Jinnanandev. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samatma Sakadam. That Mahatma is very rare. Who sees Vasudeva? In this way, This is the way to see personality. It is unending. This knowledge is unending. Krishna is unlimited. So his knowledge is also unlimited. Then you have to study third canto for the creation and the imitation. All third canto, this way. In every canto, there is one chapter at least for understanding the process of creation. So from the first canto, we should study those chapters up to third canto. The whole knowledge is there. And then you can't miss Krishna. That is the perfection of existence. That is how we remember Krishna every time. Every now and then. How can you forget the cause of all causes? And the thing is, the cause is bound to be present everywhere. This is a mango tree, for example. So mango is the cause. Mango seed is the cause. So mango seed is all budding in the tree. The reason is mango seed. Mango seed is everywhere. Because when the fruits come, they are with the seed, mango is there. So cause is always present into the creation. You can't miss it. But because of the illusory energy, we are completely overlooking it. It comes before us. We overlook. We don't pay attention to that. We pay attention to earning more money. We pay attention to family. We pay attention to nation or this planet or whatever. But we don't believe it. This is knowledge. I don't believe it.
Yama, it is I, personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself. Nor was there material nature the cause of this creation. Whatever you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead. And after annihilation, that which remains.
Whatever remains will also be I,
the personality of Godhead.
This is that other thing's son, the younger son. He was with me when I was in Russia. So he learned this translation. And then we had one house program. So I forced him to recite the shloka and the translation. Everybody was clapping. There was nothing really to remember this. But there is a question I asked him. Sure, he is remembering shloka and translation what remains. To that extent, we devotee population are ignorant. So what to talk about the ordinary people? Devotees don't cry. What is the meaning of devotee? We have devoted our time to him. We have devoted our life to him. So why can't we devote him in the right sense of the term? Very nice.